This lake was a draw for people as far back as there were people living in the area. But the lake is a bit different than most, and the story of its settlement is one that is quite interesting. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The first large waves of settlers began passing through this part of Iowa in the 1860s. As Dana Larson explains, it was inevitable that a town would form at what we know as Storm Lake.
The lake was an attraction, but basically it was halfway between Fort Dodge and Sioux City, so that was going to be where a stagecoach was going to stop.
The beginnings of this town depend on which location you might refer to.
People farmed originally on the south side of the lake, then they started to build up a little bit on the north side of the lake. The railroad came through in 1870. So the old part was just abandoned. They moved everything about a mile and a half, to a new location and started Storm Lake there.
The lake here was glacially formed. It's about 3,000 acres in size with a maximum depth of about 20 feet.
Fishing, of course, was important. Water birds congregate here, so food was always plentiful here for Native Americans going back, thousands of years before this.
But the large lake did lack something important.
The downside was there were no trees. There was not a tree around Storm Lake to be seen. We have writings from people in the beginning who said you could go 5 miles in any direction without seeing a tree. So that made it hard to build houses, obviously.
The lake was, and continues to be, a focus of recreation in the area.
People would come, they'd have skiff races, things like that. They would have swimming races, underwater swimming and diving competitions and things like that way, way back. So, yeah, it's always been kind of the heart of Storm Lake, that resource sitting out there.
But how did this lake get its name? Well, that's quite a story in itself, and it depends on who you ask. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Storm Lake, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.